It was 84 years ago this day that the robin became Michigan's official bird. Dan Austin of the Detroit Free Press and HistoricDetroit.org joins us once again. Hello, Dan.
Hey.
So I gather there has been controversy over the choice of our state bird.
Yeah, and you know, and this is, I guess you never really think about how one decides or arrives on a state bird or tree. You grow up and the robin is a state bird.
Yeah.
But, you know, we looked back and found out that this was actually a democratic process. The Michigan Audubon Society held a contest in 1929 to let the people of Michigan decide. They have a royal rumble of birds of the like, I guess. 200,000 Michiganders cast their ballots to decide which bird would rule them all. And when the dust had settled, only the robin and the chickadee were left standing, and they finally settled on the robin. But this is a battle that continues to wage to this day.
Because the chickadee lobby, as you noted in your piece for the Free Press today, the chickadee lobby is a loud one.
Yeah, you would think that this is something that people have, they have better, more important things to argue about. But,
yes.
I mean, the fracas continues to this day. I mean, if you look at the comment section on my story on freep.com, there are no comments supporting the robin. Everybody wants to see a chickadee or a different bird be made the state bird. And it's just one of those things where it's like, well, you know, I guess everybody's a critic. Everybody's got a favorite.
What are the robin's detractors have against the robin?
You know, I guess the biggest detraction, and this goes way back to 1929 when this was the blows are being delivered in this debate, the robin is a fair weathered friend. It's a snowbird. It doesn't stick around in Michigan. It doesn't stay by your side through those bitter Michigan winters like the chickadee does. And I guess that's true. You know, the robin, however, does seem to be a sign of spring, of hope, like we finally survived another brutal winter. Look, there's a robin. You know, I can see the argument on both sides of this thing. There are also people out there who say that, you know, the robin isn't ours alone. You know, it's not special to Michigan. Maybe we should pick something that is more pure Michigan, so to speak.
Hmm. And in fact, as you tell us in your piece for the Free Press today, the robin is also the state bird of Connecticut and Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
And also,
Not so special anymore.
I also never knew until I saw your piece in the Free Press that the robin that we call robin really isn't a robin.
Yeah, yeah. And I am not going to pretend to be any kind of bird expert here, but it does turn out that the American settlers who came and named the robin, they thought it was a relative of the English robin, but the fact is that it's actually a type of thrush. It's a relative of the blackbird. So, you know, hey, birds can be funny sometimes.
They can. And, of course, Dan, we know there was an effort to make the Kirtland's warbler the state bird. Who knew choosing a state bird could be so fraught with controversy?
Yeah, everybody's got a favorite. I didn't even know that a Kirtland's warbler existed until, you know, researching this story. And I don't know anyone who's even seen one of these birds. I had to go look it up online to even see what the darn thing looked like. But, you know, maybe it's one of those things that just because the Kirtland's warbler is uniquely Michigan, it lives only here, maybe that bird should be the state bird.
Dan Austin, Detroit Free Press and HistoricDetroit.org. Always a pleasure to talk with you, Dan. Thanks so
much.
Great
being back. Yep, thanks.